Loudspeakers boomed Eminem's hit single, Without Me, as Dan Matheson stepped onto a low-slung dais in the glitter room of Miami Beach's exclusive Fontainebleau Hotel. Greeting Matheson, the applause of hundreds of hedge fund managers, electronic traders, and computer programmers, the driving force behind a digital revolution that had radically transformed the United States stock market. They had descended on the Fontainebleau for the annual Credit Suisse Equity Trading Forum to rub elbows, play golf, swap rumors, and bask in the faded glory of the hotel where stars such as Frank Sinatra, Elvis Presley, and Marlene Dietrich had once sipped cocktails and lounged in private poolside cabanas. Smartly clad in a light blue cotton shirt and charcoal gray suit, sans tie, a soft pink Credit Suisse logo illuminated on the wall behind him, Matheson was pumped. He loved the Miami Beach Conference. Over the years, it had become the Woodstock of electronic trading. Closed to the press, the March 10, 2011 gathering was a private congress of wealthy market wonks who'd created a fantastic Blade Runner trading world few outsiders could imagine. A worldwide matrix of dazzlingly complex algorithms, interlinked computer hubs the size of football fields, and high-octane trading robots guided by the latest advances in artificial intelligence. Matheson was an alpha male of the electronic pack. In another life, the bespectacled 5'7 one-time trader would have been teaching students quantum physics or working for mission control at NASA. Instead, starting in 2001, he'd devoted himself to building a space-age trading platform for Credit Suisse called Advanced Electronic Systems. He was an elite market plumber, an architect not of trading strategies or money-making schemes, but of the pipes connecting the various pieces of the market and forming a massive computerized trading grid. Plumbers such as Matheson had become incredibly powerful in recent years. Knowledge of the blueprints behind the market's plumbing had become extremely valuable, worth hundreds of millions of dollars to those in the know. The reason? A new breed of trader had emerged who focused on gaming the plumbing itself, exploiting complex loopholes and quirks inside the blueprints, like card counters ferreting out weaknesses in a blackjack dealer's hand. Matheson was keenly aware of this. Since launching AES, he'd been a first-hand witness of the powerful computer-driven forces that had irrevocably altered the face of the stock market. He'd created AES's original matching engine, the computer system that matched buy and sell orders, which by early 2011 accounted for a whopping 14% of U.S. stock trading volume, nearly 1 billion shares a day. He was the brains behind Gorilla, the first mass-marketed robot trading algorithm that could deftly buy and sell stocks in ways that evaded the detection of other algos, a lethal weapon in the outbreak of what became known as the Algo Wars. Operating in 40 countries across 6 continents, AES was a money-making machine. In 2008, a year when most of Wall Street was single-mindedly engaged in the act of self-destructing, AES had pulled in about $800 million, making it the most profitable arm of Credit Suisse. That number, that $800 million, was just one reason among many why Matheson's words on that Miami Beach stage meant serious business. But while the Miami confabs had always been about business, they were also about celebrating. They typically involved a conga line of cocktail parties, pool parties, and dance clubs. In years past, after the day's long string of speeches and presentations, Matheson's right-hand man, a charismatic, larger-than-life sales machine named Manny Santayana, would troll the local clubs, pick out the best-looking local girls, and tell them about the real party, packed with millionaire traders looking for a good time. Santayana always joked that he never threw parties. He threw networking events at a socially accelerated pace. Santayana was king of the socially accelerated pace. He ran poker tournaments for traders in the exclusive Grand Havana Room in Manhattan, dinners for bankers at the Versace Mansion in Miami Beach. All year long, there were networking events at a socially accelerated pace around the world, in Tokyo, Singapore, Zurich, London, Oslo, Paris, Hong Kong. But an iron rule on Wall Street is that every party leads to the inevitable hangover.